Packers, Bears, Soldier Field, Sunday. And to get you ready for it, Eric Baranchik from the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com. Eric, I know that it would be great if the Packers were, you know, a 10 or 11 win team and they were coasting to the playoffs, but I don't care as much about records when this week comes in. Do you feel the same sort of thing because it is Packers and Bears in Chicago?
Well, I mean, at least in my lifetime, it seems like you could throw the records out whenever they play. However, as we're all aware, that Packers have had some pretty good success against the Bears in the last couple decades, which is abnormal. You know, when we were growing up, it was, all right, here comes the Bears, and it's going to be over before halftime. So I don't know. I agree. I think looking at it, you can probably throw out the records, but, you know, I think it's a pretty, you know, they beat a bad team last week and lost to a bad week before, or a bad team before. So I don't know what to think of it. I really don't. And I don't know. I know we're all excited because they won last weekend, but I would say let's not get our hopes up.
Right. Yes. the long-term arrow is not necessarily
pointing. Thank you, Eric.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. I've been the one in here just throwing in the sunshine, and Joe's keeping me in check, which is good. You need to have that.
Yeah, I know. And Joe's, I think he's pretty close to being right on the mark here.
Yeah. Got to have a dose of realism for this. And here's one of the big reasons why. You line up Sunday, and Khalil Mack is staring at you, and Kyle Fuller is out there in the secondary, and you think you have got to find a way to protect. You have got to find a way to, you know, give your guys on offense a chance to win. But what do you have on the offensive front? And I guess that's my question. How do you see this offensive line shaping up? And is there, you know, any realistic chance there, especially if a lot of those starters are out again?
Well, everyone wants to look at the outside edge rushes for the Bears, but that's not the issue. That's not the problem with the Packers' offensive line this year. The offensive line this year has been the problem has been at the guard position. And in years past, when Rodgers has felt comfortable, it's been because the center guard center combination has been able to keep the pocket fairly well close to the line of scrimmage. This year, it's been that pocket keeps getting collapsed, and that's the problem when you're a quarterback and you got heat on your face. It's really difficult to keep your eyes up on what's going on downfield. You can kind of navigate around, you know, outside edge rushers, but it's that inside pressure that really makes things difficult. And where Rodgers has really struggled this year is when there's been a lot of inside pressure. So, you know, the Bears got some big pigs up there that can really push the line back. And I you know, it's going to have to be, if they're going to be effective offensively, they're going to have to quick passes. They're going to have to roll out pass. They're going to have to do a lot of play action stuff, but they're going to have to, it's all going to boil down to one thing. They got to get the run game going, and it isn't going to be A B gap runs. If they're going to try and run A B gap, they're going to have to pull people. They're going to have to do counters. They're going to have to do something that way, because just running A B gaps against those that their core four people there, that's pretty ugly. You know, they got two good backers and some good down linemen. That's a lot for any offensive line to ask of any offensive line, much less the Packers that have shown that they just really are struggling this year at those two guard spots.
So that's the way the offense shapes up. And then defensively, the idea is to try to, you know, force Mitch Trubisky, I would think, into a couple of mistakes. The fact that Bashaud Breeland is headed back to Green Bay today, it's the word that we're getting now via Joe Philbin this morning. That's pretty big news, right? Because Breeland, you know, we know about the one play against the Falcons, but he turned into a pretty important guy in that secondary.
You know, and I think going forward, if they can manage to keep him, you know, these next three games, having him on the field certainly is going to make things a lot easier. What I'd like to see them do, and I think they'll continue to do it, the pattern has been really mixing up between zone and man coverage. And I think that we're going to see a pretty good mix of that, probably a lot of different, you know, I shouldn't say different, because they've been running a lot of false blitz looks and then bailing out at the last second into zone coverage or running two or three guys through the hole. So I think that defensively, what's the key for them is going to be keeping Trubisky off balance as to what they're going to do. If they're going to show zone when they line up and then, you know, everybody goes to man and you blitz a nickel guy or something like that, that stuff's going to be what's going to keep them going, is going to be off balance. And then, number two is they got to slow down the perimeter run game. Those guys seem to be able to get the ball out, in the run game out there. And then the last key is going to be to hold up against I call them the whiz bang plays, where they line up in some crazy formation with oddball personnel. And, they're going to have to hold up against something like that and just play good defense, good sound fundamental defense if they're going to be successful.
Do you take any sort of stock in the idea that the Packers were 0-6 in road games? They have been to this point in the year, but that this is Philbin's first chance to go on the road. I mean, it was using the word galvanizing moment. It was to an extent to have Philbin for that first game, but would it carry over at all to the first road game in Philbin's tenure?
Well, if you're a connoisseur and listen to all of the comments coming out of Rodgers during his Wednesday coffee session, I call it, at the locker, where he's talking, he was very, if you listen to it, he's very jovial, and there are some things that came out of his mouth that we haven't heard in a while. Things like, I like the play calling. I thought we had a good scheme. We haven't heard much of that in a while. So my belief is that, he likes what's going on with Philbin, and some of that stuff should carry over, and they're going to have another week to make sure that everything works. And really the mechanics of it, of the plays getting in, giving Aaron enough time at the line of scrimmage to make to get into the right plays or make the right check calls, that's going to be really important, because the Bears are aggressive too, and they're going to have to be very sharp with what they do. And I think the other thing too is that you saw, a couple times where they hit hot reads behind a blitz, and that's something where Rodgers early in his career was really, really deadly on, was the rule was you don't blitz Rodgers because he's going to make you pay. And he was able to do that, not for any big plays, but there were plays that moved the chains, and that's really important too. So I think if I'm the Bears, I'm going to sit back and play some just standard, man coverage stuff and send some guys try to maybe keep a backer or a defensive lineman close to Rodgers and kind of spy him a little bit and not let him get out, because he's running again now and he looked pretty good Sunday. So, not let him get downfield. It's okay if he's horizontal, but getting downfield, that's deadly because those are first downs.
In these last three games of the season, is there one person that you're looking at, that has not performed maybe the way you'd hope, that is essential to perform? I mean, Jimmy Graham, I guess, is a name that's sort of popping into my mind. Is there someone in that realm that you say, look, this guy really has to have a good last three games and establish himself?
Well, Jimmy Graham is the obvious choice there, and I don't want to go there anymore because everybody's pretty familiar with what my feelings are with his performance so far. But I think the other guy is going to be kind of a surprise to some people. It's going to be Blake Martinez. If they're going to be effective at stopping the Bears, he's got to be better at collapsing the line of scrimmage. I mean, he gets a ton of tackles. Kind of way the defense is designed is that position is going to get a ton of tackles. So you could dress up anybody and put them out there, and they should get a lot of tackles. But what we need to see out of him is some impact plays. Some instead of a tackle 3 yards downfield, a tackle at the line of scrimmage, maybe blast the ball out of a ball carrier's hand, pick a ball off. There has to be some sort of impact play rather than just tackle a guy 3, 4, 5 yards downfield.
Eric Baranchik, Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com. Appreciate the insights as always, man. Let's have some fun Sunday.
Yeah, should be a great time. I mean, what a great rivalry game. And this is something that, it's kind of like deer hunting. Everybody sits down and watch the Bear game. So hopefully it's an entertaining game and that everybody, both teams come out healthy. And it's like a game like last night.
Yeah.
I don't know if you watched that game, but man, the last half hour of that ball game was a ton of fun. And, hopefully something like that happens with this game too, so everybody has something good to talk about on Monday.
Well, I would take a Chargers-esque fourth quarter performance. That would make me feel a lot better.
Wasn't that incredible? That throw on fourth down? Holy smokes.
Wow.
Man, it would be great if Rodgers can pull some of that off. Like the was it a few years back where he hit Cobb at the end of the ball game to go ahead and win it? That was something like that would be cool to happen.
Man, another memory for sure. Eric, thanks for joining us, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. You too. Eric Baranchik joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.